Hey guys, thanks for tuning us in for this seventh episode of Good Questions with Cameron Dole, as our special guests include actor Philip Winchester, country musician Mira Goto, author Sean Parnell, and comedian, actor, writer, all that stuff, Rob Schneider. If you would, please take the time to drop a like, a comment, feedback, or even be willing to subscribe. Our first guest is known on the big and small screen alike and is in the new Lionsgate film, Rogue. Philip Winchester visits about the film, his other works, and spending much-needed time with his family. First off, Philip, thanks for joining us.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Tell our listeners a little bit, if they haven't seen the previews, the trailers, a little bit about Rogue that is available now.
Well, usually the hook that gets them is it's a Megan Fox movie. So there you go. Megan Fox is in it. He plays the team leader of a group of mercenaries who are doing a snatch and grab that, you know, as these things tend to do, it goes horribly wrong. And we get pinned down in the bush between a team of terrorists and a rogue lion that is picking off our team. So it's a feel-good movie.
that's the kind of feel-good movie everybody's been asking for, right?
That's right. You know, in this time where our country is kind of crazy and the world's a mess, we want something just to chill and eat some popcorn with, and this is that movie.
Now, for you, Philip, this movie and the time that we're living in right now, I mean, how much on your side of things, how much have things had to change, especially marketing and getting new movies out? To what has that process been like through all of the craziness?
It's been, you know, I got to be honest with you, it's been sort of nice. I've been able to do a lot of things from home. I miss going out and meeting new people and the excitement of getting on a plane and flying to different cities that I haven't been to before to do publicity. But there's also something nice about sitting in my boxer shorts and a hoodie in my office doing radio and doing Zoom meetings and things like that, and then being able to have a meal with my family in the evening knowing we've done the work that needs to be done. So I think hopefully in the future it's a little bit of both, but I think everybody's doing as best as they can right now with what they have.
And Philip, with the time off, it's a lot of times you want your schedule to be busy and hectic and going from job to from one job to the next. But has this been an opportunity for you to maybe kind of stretch out a little bit, relax, and maybe just kind of re-envision kind of the way you see things?
Yeah, that's a really good way of putting it. It really has. I back in March and April, when nobody knew what this thing was, and it, everyone was kind of scratching their heads, and there was some real fear involved. And I think once we all punched through that and realized what was in front of us, which was just this uninterrupted time with family, with no pressure on either end, and that never happens. You always have work will start here, or this trip starts there, or we need to do this on this day. There was none of that. So that uninterrupted time with my wife and my daughters, where we sat down to three meals a day and we went for a walk in the morning. I mean, it was such a gift. I think ironically, I'm going to look back on the summer of 2020 and be really grateful for it, for what it gave my family, you know?
That's right. And a lot of folks have been spending a lot of times on demand, streaming Netflix, Hulu, and all those things. What has maybe been the binge that you've had during this time?
Oh my goodness. Well, we did the one that we went through the quickest was The Last Dance, you know, the Michael Jordan documentary. Yep. Oh my goodness. It was so nostalgic. It was funny. There were when they would play the games and remind you of those moments, I can remember where I was. Like my grandmother and my grandfather here in Bozeman, they always had the television on, and it was always on basketball or football or baseball, depending on what was on. And those games in particular, I remember moves that Jordan did or shots that were made, and he would look over at me and he'd go, "Boy, don't you forget this. You'll never see that again." And then watching it in that documentary just was so nostalgic for me to remember my grandfather and remember those moments. It's a great documentary.
That's right. Now, what else as the pandemic, once the pandemic and then we get back to the new normal, what's up on the plate next for Philip?
I actually have another film with MJ Bassett that we're flying out to Kenya to shoot. It's a family drama this time, so a little less action-y and a character that doesn't know doesn't have skill sets like Joey had. But so we're going to go out there. We're going to pump that out in about 5 weeks, and then I'll come back here. I've got a short film called 38 Minutes coming out, which we're trying to make into a feature, which was written and directed by my buddy Paul Lacavara, who is my stunt double on The Player. And you know how it is. You're always chipping away at it. I mean, as soon as you take a break, you're dead, right? So you gotta chip away at it.
That's right. And Philip, if folks want to find out more information, not only about the movie, but everything else you've got coming up, where can they keep up with that as well?
Let's see. I've got an Instagram page at Philip Winchester. There's fans of Philip Winchester on Twitter and on Instagram as well. So there's lots of places out there to kind of find out what's going on. I am rubbish at social media, but I'm fortunate to have amazing people who have, you know, enjoyed the work, and they're doing it on my behalf, which is it's such a gift. But yeah, I'm dreadful at it, so it won't be coming from me.
There you go. Well, again, Philip, it's been great to visit with you. Looking forward to checking out the film. Stay safe and enjoy that time with your family, my friend.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to be with you.
You can find out more information at philipwinchester.com. Next up, I had the chance to visit with new country singer-songwriter Mira Goto, whose debut single, Nobody Warned Me, was a great opportunity to get her name out in the music world. But with the new single, Anybody Else, I expect her name to become even more recognized. We'd like to take the opportunity to introduce you to some new artists, and going to take that opportunity this morning with country artist Mira Goto. I hope I didn't slaughter the name too well. We've been trying it all different ways over the last few months. But Mira on the line with us, and first off, thanks so much for taking the time to be on the show.
Having me, and you totally nailed the name.
that's what we aim for. And Mira, the last single was, like I mentioned before we came on the air, the first time I'd ever heard your voice. And as soon as I played it the first time, I knew that's something we got to play. And having that single out there, having that release, and what's it like to get the single out there and get the feedback the first time, if you will?
Oh man, you know, when we put out Nobody Warned Me, that was my first time putting a song to radio. So I didn't really know what to expect, and expectations are the great disappointers in life, right? So but you know, the feedback has been mostly positive. So I don't really have any complaints. The feedback that hasn't been totally positive has been quite funny, actually. But it's been really a trip. It's been great, and I'm super fortunate to get to be in a position that I'm in and get to do what I do. So
how hard is it whenever you get that feedback? I mean, is it hard to stay unbiased at that, or do you have somebody else that kind of takes care of the feedback for you, if you will?
Oh, no. I mean, not everybody's going to like everything that you do, and that's fine. That's totally fine. You can't please everybody, and if you try to, you're just going to be disappointed all the time. So I think that, I do have a radio promoter. She knows I can handle the not the flattering stuff, but lucky for me, there's been very little of that over the course of this single life.
That's awesome. Now for you, Mira, where did the first inclination towards music come in your life?
Oh man, I think I was still a cabbage when that started. At 3 years old, I picked up a violin. I think somebody at preschool had brought one, and I thought, I want to play this too. And I begged my parents to teach me violin, and then as a teenager, I thought, you know, guitar's cooler. I should switch to guitar, so I did that. And then in college, where I really didn't want to be, I was writing songs and in my lectures, my microbiology lectures, and the rest is history, so they say. Yeah, right, there's a ton of hard work in between those lines, but but that's how that started.
Now, who was the first person that kind of spurred you on to music, gave you the pat on the back, if you will, to spur you on?
Let's see. That's a really good question. I'm going to have to say my family. My parents have always been so supportive, and anytime I wanted to sign up for a lesson or a performance of any kind, they were front row. They were driving me there. But also my sister. I was never going to be a singer. I just wanted to be a guitar player. And so she, being the singer that she was always in theater, she would beg me to sing harmonies with her, and she taught me how to do it. And then, you know, I moved away to college, and I couldn't sing with her anymore, so I had to sing by myself. So I think it was really a joint effort by my whole family.
And I know that you've recently, you signed a new production deal, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about how cool it is to have the project that's set to release coming up. We're just about a month and a half away.
Yeah, that's so exciting. It's really been a long time coming. When I signed the production deal with Artist Max, you know, that's owned and operated by Ken Calais, that was a very exciting moment for me. Ken is an amazing producer. He did, you know, Rumors or Fleetwood Mac, and his daughter is Colby Calais. So I've been looking up to her since she put out her first project. I can't say enough. We had different plans for the release this year, as everybody did for all aspects of their lives. But we finally get to share this with the world, and I think that, you know, Ken and I have done something really special together, and I'm so excited for the world to hear it.
And Miri, you live in a great time to come into the music genres, especially country music, because there's so many variables, there's so many different subcategories, if you will. And how cool is that to be a part of a musical genre that is so open, if you will, to new styles?
Oh, it's amazing. Country music has welcomed me with open arms, and I think you're right. I think there are, I call it different flavors. There's all different flavors of country. and I call my particular flavor diet country, having grown up in Northern California, lacking the accent and the twang, but still really being focused on that lyrically driven song that is the heart and soul of country music. So there's nothing like it. It's magical. This genre can make you feel things.
That's right. And you talk about being from California, and how much different is your musical repertoire as far as maybe what's on your latest playlist, if you will?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I have a lot of 90s rock on my playlist. It's really nostalgic for me, and that's kind of, I listen to that like when I'm bummed I can't go out on the road and tour. It's very comforting for me, but I also really like staying on top of the latest, you know, pop singles and hip hop singles and rock, and of course country. So but definitely I think 90s rock is really my soul food, my comfort security blanket, if you will.
Now, I know we got the Facebook Live that you did that for us, and you've also done that for others. The first time you did a Facebook Live, what did you learn from that one that you've taken into the more recent ones, if you will?
So that's a really good question. I've been live streaming for a number of years, so I felt like I was prepared for it once the lockdown started and everybody switched over to the live streaming. But I had not been live streaming on Facebook. I had been live streaming on other platforms. And there was a reason for that, and that's because I knew too many people on Facebook, and I was nervous. So when I first did my Facebook Live, I got very nervous because everybody I knew was on there, and I had to say hi to everybody. But it was good. I learned I needed some better lighting for my desk. I learned I should probably put a little bit of effort into my appearance just in case 10,000 people jump in at once, you know. and really, it's okay to talk to people and be casual about it, because, you know, what are we doing this year? We're just hanging on. We're hanging on. We're doing the best we can. And everybody wants to see the real you.
That's right. And Mira, I want to make sure and let our listeners know where they can find out not only more about the single, but upcoming events you've got going on, and social media as well.
Well, I would love to hear from you. I'm very responsive on social media, so please reach out. My name is Mira, M-I-R-A. My last name is Gotom, G-O-T-O. You can find me on all social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and my website as well, M-I-R-A. GOTO@.com.
There you go. Well, Mira, it has been great to get to visit with you a little bit this morning. Looking forward to the Facebook Live, and hopefully we'll catch up again real soon, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me, Cameron.
For more information on merch, tour dates, music, and more, visit miragoto.com. Up next is author Sean Parnell, whose new book is entitled One True Patriot. We'll talk about the book, his previous works, and how writing can inspire and be therapeutic for the writer and reader alike.
First off, Sean, thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, of course. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here with you.
Yeah, now, Sean, obviously a great opportunity last week with speaking at the convention, got a brand new book that is coming available as well. What do you do in your spare time? Obviously, things are a little busy for you right now.
Yeah, things are crazy. I'm pinching myself here because, it wasn't that long ago that I left the military with nothing, really. I was wounded in Afghanistan. I was medically retired before my time, left broken. And 10 years later, I'm writing books for a living, right? And I get to speak at the Republican National Convention to millions of people. And it's just a blessing of a lifetime to even have the opportunity to serve this country again. But, right now what I'm doing is working, I'm doing everything I can to work on the fourth book and also serve the people of Western Pennsylvania and show up for them. And so, obviously, when you run for any sort of political office, this is my first time doing it. Honestly, it was never in the cards for me. The president called me out randomly to do it. I've never met him or talked to him, but he gave a speech here in Western Pennsylvania and called me out. I wasn't even there. My mom called me. It's like she was like shocked. So I turned my life upside down and got in the race. But anytime you run for political office, the job, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, is by and for the people, and be there for them. And so I spend 20 hours a day, every day for the last 10 months, being there for the people, because that's what this job is all about.
And Sean, we know about the memoir, Outlaw Platoon. And for you, was it hard to rehash some of those memories of wartime? Or maybe was it a bit therapeutic for you?
I really appreciate you asking that question. It was tough. I remember writing that book was challenging, and I really wanted it to be a sort of warts and all story, an unvarnished look of exactly what war is like on the front line. But it was, in many ways, it was also cathartic. So it's like, you think about it, Cameron, it's like you're taking the war out of yourself and putting it on the page, right? And that was cathartic for me in a great many ways.
And the new book, One True Patriot, this, for you, how cool is it? Is it something that you enjoy imagining these new characters and bringing them to life, bringing the stories and kind of based, obviously, a bit on your own personal experiences as well?
Oh, absolutely. Eric Steele. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So Eric Steele, Steele City, like Western, Eric Steele's from and lives in Western Pennsylvania. So it's cool to sort of imagine characters that I've been sort of dreaming up my entire life, first of all. But Eric Steele, I've also, read these types of Tom Clancy. I was a big fan of Tom Clancy growing up, and to have the opportunity to write, that's what these books are. They're Tom Clancy political military thrillers. And to have the opportunity to survive Afghanistan somehow and come home and write these types of thrillers. This is a third book that's out now, and a third book in the Eric Steele saga. And I'm so excited to share it with people.
And for you, you talked about 10 years coming out of the military, and you would have never envisioned where you're at today. For you to be able to be an inspiration to others, maybe that are going through those same hard times, not knowing what tomorrow is going to bring, for you to be an inspiration, what's that mean to you on the personal side?
It means a lot to me. To have people place their faith in you or look to you for inspiration is something that I support. It's something that's a constantly evolving thing, and I always work hard to earn that support. But I'll tell people out there that if you got your sights focused on something that you want to do, just don't quit. So much about life is knocking on that door until your knuckles bleed, and when the door doesn't open, sometimes you have to kick it in. And I feel like things that I've been able to accomplish in my life never ever been handed to me, and it was never easy. And so, Focus and never quit. That's the advice that I'll give to people like that.
And again, the new book, One True Patriot, Sean, I want to make sure and let folks know where they can find more information about the new book soon to be available and also everything else you've got going social media wise as well.
Yeah. Find me on social media. I respond. Anybody that writes me a message, I respond. The book is One True Patriot. You can get it anywhere books are sold. It's by far my best book, I feel like, until this point. And so And you can get it on my, you can go on my website too, officialseanparnell.com. Let me know what you think. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the book when you.
All right. Well, Sean, it's been great to visit with you this morning. I appreciate your time and have a great rest of your week. Hopefully we can catch up again real soon.
All right. All right. Take care. Thanks for having me.
For more information, please visit seanparnell.com. Our final guest is Rob Schneider, who we've all come to know and love since his first days on Saturday Night Live. Rob has his very first comedy special available on Netflix now, entitled Asian Mama, Mexican Kids.
Always good to have our friends back on the show, especially when they've got a new special that is already out for you to watch. Rob Schneider, Asian Mama, Mexican Kids. And Rob, first off, thanks so much for taking the time to be on the show.
Thanks, Cameron. And it's on Netflix, by the way.
Ah, my bad.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, that's so if people want to look for it, they can just go right to it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I can stop this interview right now, Cameron. Turn on the old Netflix. Binga boonga.
We are all right done. There. All
Their
done.
It's all good. Well, thank you. How are things out there? And that storm is not coming your way, that or Laura storm?
No, it's just the heat is what's hitting us here in Oklahoma as usual. But other than that, life just trying to do whatever the new normal is, right?
I know it's nuts, isn't it? Remember in the old days when they said we're just trying to flatten the curve. Don't worry, it'll just be 2 weeks. And you know, we're trying to save Grandma here. You know, if they would have, you know, if Grandma, and I love Grandma, I want to save Grandma. She makes nice pies. I get that. But if they would have told us, you're going to be in your home for 5 months, I would have said, I would have strangled Grandma with the pie. You
know what I mean? Now, Rob, the special, I was kind of surprised as I was reading about it. I didn't realize this is your first stand-up special. What's it like to finally get that thing out there? That it's been out for a couple of weeks.
I want my kids to know why I disappear for a couple of days a week. See, I was doing something, see? There you go, right there. See, kids? I don't have another family. What are you worried about? You know, that's proof. Right there, kids. Dad was doing something with his time. No, I wanted to get a record of it, and I wanted to do something with my oldest daughter, Elle King, mm-hmm. and perform with her, and we had a great time, and it's good to have this. The response has been tremendous. You know, millions of people have seen the show on Netflix, and Asian Mama, Mexican Kids, and it's been a blast. I'm really proud of it, and I hope people get a chance to see it and laugh. And it's a crazy time in the world, and I really think the media's blowing everything out of proportion, everything you can imagine. Mm-hmm. And as divisive as it can be, I think it's just good to have you know, some comedians or what people look for to make sense of the world for us. Mm-hmm. And it ain't as crazy as everyone says it is.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes you gotta just turn off the news and just go talk to your neighbors, and it's pretty calm over there. I think you realize it's pretty calm over here. It ain't as crazy as everyone's pretending it is.
No.
Don't get me wrong. There's some places that it is nuts.
Yeah.
But I hope it calms down and people start treating each other with dignity and respect.
And talking along those lines, I know we've had some comedians on over the last couple of weeks, and I know comedy has kind of been under fire a little bit right now. And Rob, what do you think that's from? Is it just?
Think
is,
so, Cameron.
I know, right?
If you say the color blue, you can get in trouble these days. No. It's very much so. I just think there's no one that's immune, or no one that is. I mean, if you're the manager of a Kentucky Fried Chicken, when you say something on your social media page, you can get fired. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is a dangerous time to do anything. I think it's an overreaction. I think people will step back from it. I think it's something going on in the world. Doesn't it seem like it? I mean, it seems like everyone's stressed out. They've been stuck in their homes, and I think people are pretty angry. But not everybody. I think it's pretty, like I said, you go talk to your neighbor, and it ain't as crazy over there as everyone's saying.
That's right. And if you need a laugh to break up all the monotony, a great time for it on Netflix, that is. The new special, Rob Schneider, Asian Mama,
yeah,
Mexican Kids. Go ahead.
I didn't mean to, you know, I mean, I was hoping in the back of my mind when we're shooting it, well, maybe everyone will get stuck at home and have to watch the show like a storm or something. I didn't put a jinx on the whole world, but it seems to be what happened.
That's right. Now, Rob, aside from the stand-up, obviously you've got the podcast still new episodes are going as well. And from how cool is
not
that?
Not yet. Up with my wife, but See What Happens podcast. And my wife and I just moved. We got stuff in boxes, and then we just decided to drive around in a van with the kids. And we got one of them camper vans. So there's a good chance you could see us on the road out there driving around America, get around, show the kids they can do something till the schools are open up again.
And Rob, if folks want to keep up not only with the new special, but all of your other, all of the upcoming dates and social media, where can they keep up with that, my friend?
They can check me out on Twitter and Instagram. I mean, I'm not been doing a lot recently just because, you know, you're it's basically shooting it's a circular firing squad with you as the firing squad. But they could check me out on Twitter or Rob Schneider, and they could check out Instagram. But the main thing is to check out the Asian Mama Mexican Kids. I'm very proud of it, and it's been a lot of fun. I'm grateful to Netflix for giving me that opportunity, and my daughter Elle King's in it, and I hope they have a good laugh. And that's what you could do on a Friday night. Sit back, watch a little bit of Netflix.
There you go. Well, Rob, always good to visit with you, my friend. I appreciate the time, and hope you have a great weekend, and we'll catch up again real soon.
Hopefully I can get out there and perform one of these days.
That'd be awesome. We'd love to see you, my friend.
Okay, thank you so much. You take care.
Again, find that special Asian Mama Mexican Kids on Netflix now. Thanks again for joining us for this 7th episode of Good Questions with Cameron Dole. If you ever have a comment, question, or anything else you'd like to know, you can find me on Instagram, @AKA_Cameron, on Twitter, @CameronDole, on my Facebook page, @CameronDoleAltus. If you'd like to help out in the funding for this podcast, feel free to click the support tab and follow the instructions. We'll see you for episode 8 real soon.